rejoice before Him. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for He hath spoken, worlds His mighty voice obeyed, laws which never shall be broken. For their guidance He hath made. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for He is glorious. Never shall His promise fail. God hath made His saints victorious. Sin and death shall not prevail. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. Hosts on high His power proclaim. Heaven and earth and all creation, laud and magnify His name. Hallelujah, amen. Amen.
Remain standing. We'll sing All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
And oh, so all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail Him who saves you by His grace, and crown Him Lord of all. Hail Him who saves you by His grace, and crown Him Lord of all. Kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to Him all majesty ascribe and crown Him Lord of all.
To Him all majesty
ascribe and crown Him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at His feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and praise Him, Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song. song and praise Him, Lord of all.
Amen. Please be seated.
Please bow with me. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for another day You've given us. We thank You for another opportunity You've given us to come together and meet and worship You. We ask that You please be with us tonight as we worship You in song, that You help us keep our minds focused so that we can properly give You the glory and honor that You deserve. We ask that You please be with us throughout the remainder of the service, throughout the remainder of the night, and keep us safe, God. We thank You most of all for Your Son, which is the biggest blessing to us. We thank You for the sacrifice and the hope that it gives us as Christians that we can be with You one day, God. It's in His name we ask this prayer. Amen.
If you're using regular psalm books, it's song number 589. Song number 589, As the Deer.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after You. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship You. You alone are my strength, my shield. To You alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship You. I want You more than gold or silver. Only You can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You are my strength, my shield. To You alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship You.
Next song we'll sing, you won't find in your books or in the supplemental. A song that is familiar to many of us. It's one of my favorites. It's Teach Me, Lord, to Wait. And the song will be on the overhead above me. We'll sing both the first and the second verse. And following the second verse, we'll have the chorus. Teach Me, Lord, to Wait.
Teach me, Lord, to wait right down on my knees, till in Your own good time You answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from You. Teach me, Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame. Let me humble my pride and call on Your name. Keep my faith renewed, my eyes on Thee. Let me be on this earth what You want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
If you're following along, both of my songs will be out of the supplemental songbook. The first will be number 64. 64, the greatest commands. Just a refresher, we'll start with the altos. Second verse, we'll add basses. Third, tenors. Four, sopranos. And then after we sing it all the way through once together, we'll sing it again.
Love one another, for love is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. Love bears all things, believes all things, love hopes all things, endures all things. God is love, 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 God is love. God is love, God is love, God is love, God is love, God is love. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, all thy strength, all thy mind. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. For God is love, God is love, God is love. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, all thy strength, all thy mind. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. For God is love, God is love, God is love.
And number 68.
I have a passion for my God. I have a passion for my God. He is first in my heart. He is first in my life. He is first in all I do. The essence of all good. the source of all that's true. I have a passion for my God. I have a passion for my God. He's the all of my heart. He's the all of my life. He's the all that I pursue. My God, my every breath and thought must be for you.
Number 334, we're going to sing all four verses and then sing the chorus. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take my cross and follow, follow me. I'll go with them through the garden. I'll go with them through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with them all the I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him all the And I was going to lead first, second, and fourth verse, but then I read the words from the third verse, and that would take away the exhortation part of that song, so we're going to sing all four verses. Since the love of God is shed, priceless blessings on my head I have made. In my own, I will hide it in my heart, that it never may depart. It shall rule there alone. The love of God is in my heart, with kindliness and warmth impart. The soul will glow like Jesus in his tender mercy. If the heart is made His dwelling place, the love of God blows like a flame through endless years. It is the same. The love of God will never fail nor lose its glory till we see Him face to face. Since the love of God came down with His love our lives to crown, He with us would remain. Greater love there could not be. Jesus died for you and me in our hearts. He would reign. The love of God within the heart will kindliness and warmth impart. The soul will glow like Jesus in His tender mercy. If the heart is made His dwelling place, the love of God blows like a flame through endless years. It is the same. The love of God will never fail nor lose its glory till we see Him face to face. He who gave His love to me that I might from sin might free, bids me share it today. As I loved you, He has said, you must serve men in my stead as you go on your own. The love of God within the heart will kindliness and warmth impart. The soul will glow like Jesus in His tender mercy. If the heart is made His dwelling place, the love of God blows like a flame through endless years. It is the same. The love of God will never fail nor lose its glory till we see Him face to face. While the love is new and bright, we are walking in the light. He has shown us the road. We His glory must reflect, lest our dimness and neglect keep some soul from His own. The love of God within the heart will kindliness and warmth impart. The soul will glow like Jesus in His tender mercy. If the heart is made His dwelling place, the love of God blows like a flame through endless years. It is the same. The love of God will never fail nor lose its glory till we see Him face to face.
Song number 504, I Want to Be a Worker. We'll sing all three stanzas.
I want to be a worker for the Lord. I want to love and trust His holy word. I want to sing and pray
busy every day in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I want to be a worker every day. I want to lead the hurting in the way that leads to heaven above, where all is peace and love in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I want to be a worker strong and brave. I want to trust in Jesus, vow to say, all who will truly come shall find a happy home in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord.
Our next selection song will be song number 380. We'll sing all three stanzas. At this time, we ask you all please to stand. It won't be very long.
It won't be very long till this short life shall end. It won't be very long till Jesus shall descend, and then the dead in Christ from beds of clay shall rise to meet the Lord and King of yonder in the sky. It won't be very long, it won't be very long till Jesus shall appear. That day is drawing near. Will you be ready then to meet the ransom throne? Get ready for that day. It won't be very long. It won't be very long till here we cease to roam. It won't be very long till all the saints get home. And then with smiling face, we'll walk the streets of gold and sing the Savior praise. Where saints are never old. It won't be very long, it won't be very long till Jesus shall appear. That day is drawing near. Will you be ready then to meet the ransom throne? Get ready for that day. It won't be very long. It won't be very long till earth shall pass away. It won't be very long till work of men decay. But Jesus has prepared a happy dwelling place for all who look above and trust this matchless grace. It won't be very long, it won't be very long till Jesus shall appear. ransom throne. Get ready for that day. It won't be very long.
If you would go ahead and mark in your songbook song number 326. 326, we'll be singing the first and last verses of Trust and Obey as a means of invitation to invite those who need to come obey the gospel or ask for prayers of the congregation. Just want to say a few words with you this evening. You know, social media, cell phones, the internet, and yes, even cable TV have forever changed how we as a people communicate and get news. Contrary to what my kids may think, there was actually a time, not that very long ago, when it took weeks to receive news about something. Long before CNN, long before emails, or even texting, handwritten letters, yes kids, letters written by hand, were written, received, and answered, and it took weeks. Mothers with anxious hearts longed to know whether their sons were safe in faraway battles. They waited and they prayed. Then the news came. Some fell to the floor in tears as the news confirmed their greatest fears. For others, their hearts swelled with thanksgiving. All was safe. You know, the proverb writer in Proverbs 25th chapter, verse 25, illustrates good news this way when he says, "Like cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a distant land." You know, my daughter Erica can relate. After 2 hours of CrossFit training, nothing hits the spot for her like a cool drink of cold water. It refreshes her. It rejuvenates her. It sustains her. Good news from afar is like that. It's refreshing, can be nourishing, can be even uplifting. And this proverb, which was written in a world before Jesus came, should cause us to think perhaps of the coming of Christ into this world. What did the angels of the Lord say to the shepherds in the fields outside of Bethlehem those many, many, many years ago? "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Isn't that what the term gospel means? Good news. And this gospel was the best news from a distant land. It's from heaven. This gospel showed God had reached out to sinful man and was willing to forgive and to save. This gospel was a message of hope. This gospel was good news. And so, as you and I turn the page this year, we think about some of the things that Steve brought to our minds this morning about the new year. We throw away our old calendars. We take out the new calendars. The question is, what do you plan to do differently this coming year? What do you plan to do better this coming year? Have you thought about sharing this good news from a distant land to others? To your coworkers? To your neighbors? To your family? Paul himself told Timothy in 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 16, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and raised up in glory." Good news from a distant land. Take advantage of it. Use it. Benefit from it. And share it this new year, won't you? While together we stand, while we sing.
His word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust.
trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Please be seated.